But let's talk about what our UICA actually offers from its own walls. It's called the Warm Water Exhibition. Let's talk about it with those in the house. You, Chris Coons. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here with your great job as Marketing and Communications Coordinator, UICA. Do we call it kind of like up on the hill? What's your tagline?
Well, I like to say just get in here because there's just so much going on all the time. Like, just get in there. We'd love to have anybody stop by. Today, like you said, we're going to be talking about what's going on in our galleries. And you said we have our movie theater that has some great movies coming up. So there's always something going on. So you can say we're up on the hill, just as long as you get in there and take the walk up the hill.
Make sure it's that hill you choose, on that side of the river. Artist Charles Edward Williams, good morning to you, Charles.
Good morning. Good morning.
Tell us about you.
From Georgetown, South Carolina, and I'm an artist. Graduated from UNCG in Greensboro, North Carolina, and so I'm really blessed to be here in Grand Rapids to share the work.
Lived in Raleigh-Durham, missed my low country there for a while, so kudos to you. All right, Chris, what's happening? Why the conversation?
So yeah, we've got Charles in town because the opening of his exhibition is tonight at 6 p.m. at the UICA. It's called Warm Water, and it's a great collection of work that Charles has done with some really great topics. I see you're flipping through a brochure. Those aren't Charles's images. That's the wrong one.
It's later. Wrong
one. That's all okay. Right. If you want to see it, you can come right over to the galleries too, Shelley.
Probably should. Warm Water, New Works by Charles Edward Williams. So before I go back to you, Charles, what are we seeing?
What are we seeing? So most of it's going to be paintings, but there is also some really interactive work, digital work, videos that Charles has done as well. And I know I've already shared it with Charles, but some of the video stuff, like the paintings are amazing. Some of them are just like photorealistic and just gorgeous. But the video stuff really impacted me, and it was kind of a hidden gem for me. I wasn't even aware of it coming into the exhibition. So some great stuff that I think everyone will have something that they can look at and take away from. And the bigger thing is just starting the conversation. I mean, it is a powerful piece. I'll let Charles kind of talk about the whole inspiration of it. But it's an event that happened 100 years ago, but could have happened just as well this past summer when Charles talks about the inspiration. But it's very impactful and starts a conversation just by walking through the gallery and letting the art kind of spur on conversation with your friends or family or whoever, even, you know, your own internal conflict and conversation can happen from just viewing the art.
Warm Water, described as a collection of re-narrated visual works based on an event that sparked the Chicago race riot of 1919. Take it away, Charles.
Yeah, I was inspired by the story after I had a friend of mine give me the dissertation by William Tuttle. I read the story, and it's about five teens who were swimming in an unsolicited area. There was a brewing company and an ice company in that area, and so they were pumping chemicals in the water. And so these five teens were trying to get to their side of the lake, and unfortunately there was an Irishman that was throwing rocks at them. And so from him throwing rocks at the kids, Eugene Williams was the teen that drowned and died. And so I have had my own personal drownings and so I thought it was a unique but precious story to share. But then also too, I also thought that this would be an opportunity for me to open up dialogue and question how can we come together and make changes for the better. And so I use myself as an example to place myself within the works, as well as the video components. So,
tell us more about the video.
A few videos. There's three videos. One of the videos is it's a clip from Mr. Rogers, it was an episode where Mr. Rogers in Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, he was interacting with Mr. Clemens, who in the show was a police officer. And so they're both sharing a moment of them in a kiddie pool. And so I'll let, when you come to the show, you'll understand it more and see it. And then the second video is me running through the woods in floaties and goggles, expressing the struggle and sometimes tension that comes about with dealing with various backgrounds and nationalities, race tension, racial tension. And so, and then the third video is about a teen trying to figure out himself, learn himself, but then yet wonder whether he should revolt, wonder whether he should listen to his father or join people who are angry and want to protest.
Why the title Warm Water?
Warm Water, again, the two companies that were pumping out these chemicals in that unsolicited area, the company was pumping out hot chemicals and then the other company cold. And so my thought was to, you know, what happens temperature-wise when you bring hot and cold, but then also, too, what happens when you bring people together. And so that those both of those resonated with me. And so I said, why not call it Warm Water?
Has this been out and about for other exhibitions? Are we part of a tour?
Yeah. So, again, I thank you at UICA for beginning this. And so after April, this will go to SECA, Southeastern Contemporary Arts Center, and Winston-Salem. Mm-hmm. And hopefully there's some other dates after that. So, yeah.
I'm on your events page of UICA.org, Warm Water, New Works by Charles Edward Williams. Is that you?
That is me. That is me.
Let's just go bare-chested with goggles on. It makes me want to open up the...
I'm Sherry.
Who's your photographer with this, or did I miss...
That, you know? I mean, I do my own photographs.
Yeah, okay. But that's not photography, Shelley.
Okay, yeah. Educate me.
Yeah, that's
a painting. That's your talented painting.
Yeah, that's a painting. So I, you know, again, wanted to share, you know, vulnerability and then have posed the question, like, if you're looking at this adult with floaties and swimmies, why? And so that, you know, another thing is too, artistically, I wanted to have an entryway point for viewers to say, oh, this is a beautiful painting. But no, there's more, so much more that you can get from it.
Where'd you get your training or your God-given talent?
Well, I first thank God for that. Born and raised like that. You know, my mom said when I was 4, I was coloring in the lines. And so she helped.
Beats the walls, yes, I guess.
She helped foster that. And then my undergrad degree is at Savannah College of Art and Design.
Lived in Savannah for 2 years, so, I did. So that was...
Beautiful city. Love the school.
Yes. Yeah. What do you want us to take away? What do you want us to talk about that night after perhaps tonight, Charles?
I think, you know, I'm hoping, and I'm not even hoping, but I'm pretty sure that you're going to see see reflection of yourself. And within these paintings as well as videos, these questions will arise, and hopefully amongst others at the exhibit and after the exhibit, you'll start to think and see, hey, you know, what can I do to impact change? The beautiful thing is about this story is that I'm happy to see that people will come together from different nationalities and from all abouts, and then also have a conversation with me about it personally. So I'm all about change. I'm all about, you know, coming together. I think my early training at mom and dad being in the church. So, yeah.
Thank you for that inspiration. How do we find out more about you, Charles Edward Williams?
CharlesEdwardWilliams.com. Simple. Yeah.
Probably the only Charles Edward Williams out there, aren't you? That's a compliment. Have fun tonight, and I know your exhibit is now through, Chris.
Yeah, it would go on tonight through April 28th. So even if you can't make it tonight, still great opportunities to see it. And like you said about the conversation, I mean, you commented yourself that some of them, the paintings, look photorealistic. Not only do you see the quality and skill in the paintings, but when you see the whole works as a collection and read the text that goes along with it, the conversation just gets really deep, really quick, not to use a water-like analogy there, but it really jumps in to get real deep real quick. And I walked through it because, you know, I'm inside the building already, and it was just a very powerful exhibition to see firsthand. So even the photos online just don't do it justice. So coming in tonight, you'll get to meet Charles. He's only there for tonight, but then if you can't get in this evening, anytime between April 28th and then... You know, we have so much going on besides that as well, so there's always opportunities to come into UICA.
Good. Come back and talk about it. Yeah, Charles, I'd head home too. It's going to be only 29 degrees today. I'm going to be back in South Carolina before. No, it gets cold there too occasionally.
Does.
Thank you very much. Congratulations. Warm Water, the exhibition in town through April, UICA. UICA.org, Chris, will work?
Correct.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.